All I remember is the door looking like it was about to be broken. And all I heard was, Taylor, if you don't come out, I'm going to bust this door down.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 15 of the Auto Alex podcast. I am joined by Taylor Hetherington and Rory Mackay.
Boot.
You're all right. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
How's everyone doing? You all right?
Yeah.
I'm all right. I've just eaten loads of chocolate. Now I feel sick.
You came in just now fuming.
Because you opened my chocolate, which Aidan, our lovely, lovely editor.
Oh, Aidan, run.
Had bought
run.
Me for Christmas. And I just nipped out to go and get some bits. And you opened my chocolate.
Oh, God.
Sorry. I've got the card here from Aidan.
Oh, this is a good one to read out.
Let me read this out. So, to Alex and team, cheers for being great clients this year. It's been great working with you all. Can't wait for more fun and adventures. And then in this next bit, it's in brackets. And terrifying sexual advances from Taylor in 2024.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go, girl. You scare him away. Poor little Aidan. The things that you've said to him. Unbelievable.
Like, that's been quite
funny. You would get cancelled. Genuinely cancelled.
Yeah. I think you would get cancelled on behalf of my behaviour.
I would actually. Yeah, I would.
But it would be funny. And it would be a good story for the podcast.
Oh, wouldn't it? Yeah, the last podcast ever. Anyway, before we get into the podcast, as we do every single week, a massive hello to everyone who's been Instagramming and also emailing us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Very good.
Nearly.
You were on it then, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
I don't know. You had to think about it.
I did.
A bit.
Yeah, you did.
I need it to become like second nature.
Yeah. So the email address is
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Very good. All right.
Just quickly, sorry, I don't know why you're telling people the Auto Alex podcast email, because it's currently full up.
Not anymore.
I fixed it. Okay. Thank you very much.
Because I had a message from someone saying, I've just tried to email and it's full up.
Well, it's because people keep sending in everything.
I know. Yeah, it's because we keep on telling them. And yes, please do keep on emailing us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
If you've got any stories or any topics that you'd like us to cover, or just if you want to say hello or questions of the week or anything like that. So all you need to do is email us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
You're saying it so many times, it doesn't even sound like it's real anymore. It's not even a language. Anyway, hello to Seppi van Eenden. Whilst washing and cheaply polishing his 1993 Toyota Celica, we've got Tim Knowles.
Is cheaply polishing like with a scourer or something?
What car did I do that? Did I clean with a scouring pad? Do you remember? Was that the S2000, wasn't it?
Oh, it was, yeah.
No, or was it? No, it was the Lindsay.
Lindsay, my Mark 3 MX5.
What, do you know Lindsay, my Mark 3 MX5, when we did the cleaning section, and when it was, I mean, it had been outside for like 8 years and never cleaned.
No, you didn't clean it with a scouring pad. You cleaned it with the brush that I used to clean carpets.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But it worked. It worked really well. Anyway, I reckon that Seppi van Eenden didn't do it quite like me.
Fair.
Yeah. We've got Tim Knowles listening to the podcast during his house renovation. Tony Williams searching for shitboxes in Gran Canaria. Matt Parkinson listening while rebuilding ProFlex suspension and PD Motorsport fire extinguishers.
That sounds cool.
That's not even a job. He's just made it up.
Wait, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
What sort of company is rebuilding fire extinguishers and suspension at the same place?
Well, a motorsport company, Rory, because you have fire extinguishers in race cars.
Okay.
It kind of answers itself, doesn't it?
No.
We've got Andra road tripping in New Zealand. We've got Ian listening while stuck in traffic in Dublin. Felix, the driving instructor, listening between lessons. Aaron, the certified forklift driver, listening while working. Bus driver Matthias, listening in Belgium. West Midlands ambulance service driver Tom. And Rory's mum, Jackie. Shalom, Jackie. Right, before we discuss what we've all been up to, another Shedfest announcement. May the 4th, Shedfest version 2 is happening. Bigger and better. We are doubling capacity. 10,000 people. It's going to be massive. All of your favorite YouTubers are going to be there. Are you going to be there as well, Taylor? Even Taylor's going to be there.
Of course I'm going to be there because I'm everyone's favourite.
Is that
YouTuber.
Right? You are everyone's mum's favourite, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, mums love you.
Yeah.
They are barking up the wrong tree, but they love you. I think everyone just wants to turn you.
You can't pray it away. That's all I'll say.
Indeed, indeed. So yeah, get your Shedfest tickets right now to avoid disappointment. The link for Shedfest tickets is actually in my bio on Instagram. And my Instagram handle is... Podcast.
Auto Alex.
It is. So yeah, we would love to see you at Shedfest. This year.
Actually, you know what I'll do?
Yeah, go on.
We'll set up
a Patreon.
No.
Just kidding.
So you can get Shedfest tickets by going to autoalexcars.com/Shedfest.
Huh? Can you?
Yeah. I'll set up a redirection.
Oh, okay. Huh? God, look at your hamster face. Looks so proud of himself.
I'm so happy with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you noticed how, like, when Rory smiles these days, his eyes pretty much close completely? Anyway, what have we all been up to? Rory, let's get started with you because we all had a very fun weekend, didn't we?
We did. We were at Tom Lenthal's Christmas party.
Yeah. Oh,
some of us had more fun than others, didn't we, Taylor?
Did he go with a little fella?
No, I wouldn't say that. I had more fun than others.
You got
more drink than others.
You got really intimate with a toilet, to be fair.
Yes, you did.
Yes, a toilet that Alex kindly, ever so kindly, escorted me to.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and then I then threw up a lot. Yeah.
So there was this great bit where Taylor was sort of... I still don't know where he got this chair from. There was just an empty room.
Someone
like
got
a bar.
It for me.
Oh, I got you the chair.
Did you get the chair?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was, and then Taylor was just sat in this quite empty room, just where people were getting drinks and everything. And Taylor was just sat there going very grey.
Yeah.
Very grey and falling asleep.
Well, his hair, because his hair's going
Yeah.
I'm not surprised spending time with you two.
That's true. So just to set the scene, we were all invited as a surprise to everyone who works at Tom Lenthal, except for Tom Lenthal and his wife, Meg. We were invited to their Christmas party, which was in Reading, which is where Tom has his workshop and which is where Auto Alex is based as well. And it was in these like massive marquee things outside in fields and stuff. And it's one of those places where companies go to celebrate Christmas and you have your own tables and there's entertainment and drink and everything. And bumper cars as well. There was bumper cars.
It was sort of like a wedding venue sort of thing, wasn't it, really? Like where there was just lots of mix of different companies.
Yeah.
It was great.
Did you also notice something?
Go on.
So I felt like there were lots of company directors there.
Mm.
Older males.
Okay.
Who were on the dance floor dancing with very young, very attractive females.
Yeah.
And the females had dragged these older guys on the dance floor and were doing some very interesting bump and grind.
Mm.
I genuinely don't remember any of that. All I remember is you hitting everyone in the face with a miniature Henry Hoover.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't remember that. I think I got drunk to begin with and then I kind of petered out.
Yeah.
I remember us going round on the bumper cars at one point and I don't remember where we got them from actually, but there were some anal beads that were in a packet.
Oh, I remember
that. And then we were all hitting each other with these anal beads on the bumper
cars. I remember that. Yeah. I remember getting hit with the anal beads.
Yeah. Not for the first time. But my favourite thing about the bumper cars was, you know when you're on bumper cars and you've got the passenger filming?
Yeah, yeah.
I was going round because I was by myself and I took their phones from random people and I was just filming myself.
Mm.
And I just heard people screaming at me, "Give me my phone back!"
Yeah, it was carnage. It was absolute carnage. I didn't actually drink that much, but I went there with a completely empty stomach and just...
That's a lie. I don't think you've ever had an empty stomach.
I genuinely did. Yeah, I did.
No, he hadn't eaten for 2 hours.
Shut up.
No. You don't say he hadn't eaten, he hadn't fed.
Okay.
I hadn't fed all day because I thought, well, we'll get food while we're out because I thought we were going for a nice meal.
Yeah.
And to be fair, we did have food while we were there. It was lovely, but...
It was.
I ate it and immediately thought, oh, I could do with a cheeseburger.
Yeah, beef charger.
Mm. Yeah. And then I just got even more drunk and then one thing led to another. And to be fair, being sick probably done me a favour because I would have felt awful the next day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is what it is. But, yeah, I remember you escorting me to the toilet and then I remember being sick and then I fell asleep, can't remember how long for, in the toilet. And then all I remember is the door... looking like it was about to be broken. And all I heard was, Taylor, if you don't come out, I'm going to bust this door down. You need to come out now. And I was like, what? And then I opened the door. I went, what do you want? I just wanted to rest my eyes. I was just sleeping.
You were in there for half an hour.
Was I?
And don't forget, my God, it was I got you in there as well.
You did.
Because there were probably about 500 people there.
Yeah.
And then there were two separate men's toilets. There were, I think, 5 or 6 urinals between those, mm-hmm. and only 2 cubicles.
Yeah. Yes.
So if any men who either wanted to vomit
or shit
needed to go, they had 2 cubicles to choose from. So I had to evict someone.
Well, you carted me over to the toilet, and all I remember hearing was, everybody get out of this toilet. Now he's going to be sick. And you were just holding me there. And I was like, oh, this is so embarrassing. And everyone was just like, oh my God, get out of the way.
Oh, and we've also got Chris here from merch. From
Hello, Toilets Chris. Merch.
And he's just pointing at you saying that apparently you phoned him.
Did I?
Chris, come here.
Come here, Chris.
What did I say, Chris? I do not remember this.
You said, Chris, I don't feel very well. And I said, where are you? I'm in the toilet. And I said, get up and go and kick Alex. Because at your wedding, it was very funny.
Oh God, you had donkey kicked me.
I genuinely don't remember any of this.
So it was funny trying to get you into that cubicle because there was a man shitting. And I
no, there wasn't.
Yes, there was.
No.
There was.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he was sick.
No, he shouted at me, I'm shitting. And I was like, I think I said, you've got 30 seconds to finish. And then there was this other big guy next to me. And he was like, well, I'm in there next. And I was like, you are not. And then we had a little argument. And you know Big Steve from Tom Lenthal?
Yeah.
So Steve is a mechanic at Tom Lenthal. He is a very big unit. And then he looked at this guy and he was like, actually, I think you'll find he is.
And I was like, I don't remember
and then,
that.
And then
bit.
The big guy backed off, and then you went in, and I was like, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
I actually don't remember that bit, genuinely. Yeah. But yeah, it was carnage. But it was very funny.
It was really, really good night. So thank you very much to Tom Lenthal and to Meg Lenthal for inviting us to what was an epic, epic Christmas party.
It'll probably be the last time we get invited.
Probably, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. What else have you been up to, Rory?
Handed the flat back, that's all done now.
Yeah,
offered me a washing machine and then turned down the washing machine and gave it to someone else.
Oh, dude, we're not bringing up washing machine gate. That is not
because you're going to get in trouble again.
I'll
Rory.
Get in trouble about that.
Beers have we got here? Sorry, Chris has just cracked open a beer.
Does that beer say toffee on it?
It does say toffee. It's got toffee flavor. So these are still the beer 52 beers. Welsh stout. I don't want that. These are, what do I want? Mr. Malty Baltic Porter.
Oh, that one's the one that you read out that has
this was the one that they were banging on about.
Yeah, go on, give it a try. This is not sponsored, by the way.
Oh, my God.
All over the table.
All over Taylor's
all
phone.
All over my Apple Watch.
And your phone as well.
Oh, look, my Apple Watch is soaking, you plum.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I do apologise.
Oh, look at my phone.
Oh, shut up. No, well, no one can
you
see
are
it.
Useless.
Also,
you
why
are
your trousers really filthy, especially the knee area?
Because today I have been working on a car.
Yeah.
And you can't see it because you're listening to this with your ears.
Yes.
But it's behind me on the ramp in Alex's unit. And today and yesterday I have converted this car, which is a very special and rare car, from an automatic to a manual.
So it runs and drives now?
Almost. I'm just waiting for the prop shaft to come back.
So you haven't converted it?
It has technically got a manual gearbox in it.
Oh, okay.
And it is all connected apart from the prop shaft.
And Alex, what car is this?
Oh, it's E46 320D, isn't it?
Oh, shut up. Such a plank.
With Alpina wheels and a little Alpina badge. And it's got LPG.
It has got LPG, which will be coming off.
Which is the most special thing about
it. In the bin. Shut up.
No, so you've got... tell everyone what you got.
Okay, so it's an Alpina B3 3.3 E46 Coupe. And it's a very special car. It's one of only 175. shut up. For some reason, Alex doesn't like it. I don't know why.
Well, it's because I've got an E46 that's one of one, and it's a 330.
And that is interesting. I'll give you
that. Yeah, it's very interesting.
But I also find the Alpina really interesting, and I've always wanted one. I've always loved the Alpinas. I think they're uber cool, very understated, and the engineering that goes into them is also very, very interesting. I just think the most disappointing thing about them is the fact that they only came to the UK with an automatic gearbox,
And how much did you get this one?
I got mine very cheap. It was £4,500.
And bearing in mind, how much do they go for?
Well, there's two for sale at the moment. One's 12 and one's 15 grand.
So what are you going to put it up for once it's manual swap?
Oh, I'll put it at about 80 grand. 80 like grand,
yeah.
Yeah, it's fair.
But yeah, so mine, you know, part of the reason I'm converting mine is it did have a gearbox fault. It had a cog light on the dashboard and it would go into limp mode on occasion. It did have a problem with the gearbox. It's also got a couple of other little bits it needs, like the LPG taking off. But I fitted it.
I'm sorry. Who puts an LPG? It's like putting an LPG on a Porsche or something.
No,
like,
don't you dare. What are you saying that a Porsche is in the same league as a BMW 320 CD? Are you mad, bro?
Alex, I've already challenged you a duel.
Okay,
my car is done.
Okay, what's a duel?
I've proposed a drag race between my Alpina and your Porsche.
Well, a drag race only tells half the story.
And you know what?
What?
My X5 will beat both of them.
Yeah, but your X5 shit. I have challenged you to a drag race, and I spoke to Bruno about it yesterday.
Hello, Bruno.
And I said, Bruno, who do you think is faster? And he said, Alpina, very fast.
Yes.
What? Sorry, when did Bruno start speaking like that?
I don't know. But anyway, he said that the Alpina would be faster.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You can have a faster car.
Mm.
But my car will always be a Porsche 993.
It is a 993 and it's fantastic. And you know I love it.
Yes.
It's just a bit of a shame that you don't have
mm-hmm.
very good taste in other areas like the Alpina, which is a lovely car.
Okay.
And a lot of people appreciate it. It's very cool. But yeah, so I've not just done a manual conversion on it. I've also fitted a Rogue Engineering short shifter.
Which is very, very good to be
Which fair. Is very, yeah. very cool. I've got some nice gear linkage bushes, a single mass flywheel, and a limited slip differential as well, which, as I found out yesterday, it already had, which I didn't think it had. And yeah, I'm going to get all the Alpina stripes down the side of it and on the front splitter. So it should look really cool. And then I would really like to take it on a bit of a road trip. I was actually thinking that if I get it on finished tomorrow and done and lovely, I'm going to take it back to my unit, finish it off, titivate it. And I'd actually like to take it out somewhere over Christmas.
Oh, nice.
And drive it. Because I actually genuinely love that car.
Hmm.
And I love driving it. It's a really, really good car to drive.
Fantastic. You're just bigging it up for when you sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if anyone wants to buy a BMW E46 320 CD,
it's not for sale.
They get in contact.
Everything is for sale.
Everything
is for sale.
Even that 635i, if CSI.
Good luck.
If someone offered you 20 grand, you would bite off their hand.
No. Nope. Someone's already offered me 20 grand for that car. I said no straight away. Why on God's green earth would I sell it for 20 grand?
Because you paid, what was it? 50 quid for
I've
it.
Invested 200, at least remember, was 60 pounds.
Was it 250 quid?
What
did he pay for it?
25 quid.
How can you forget how much I paid for it? It was your most viewed video on your channel.
Barely.
Shut up.
Barely.
It's 200K higher than your Why I Left Car For All video.
Anyway.
He's got nothing
shut
to
your
say to that.
Shut your mouth. Jesus Christ. Anyway, what else have you been up? Who else has been
Rory's
up to on this
turn.
Stuff? Yeah, but you just completely interjected.
I know,
you took
I've captained his bit. Yeah.
His bit, okay.
Yeah, his bit.
Have you done anything else, Rory?
No.
X5 broke down again.
Sorry, what? what? X5? X5 that you only wanted to spend £1,000 on. How much have you spent on it now?
Well, so I told everyone last time that I spent 700 quid for it, and then I may have picked it up and may have broke down again on the way back from me picking up from the garage.
Oh, for crying out loud. What's happened now?
It was only, I think, what had happened, because they had to take the whole front off to do the crankshaft pulley, and I think one of the turbo boost pipes just wasn't put on properly, so it fell off. And it, you know what, it did have quite a funny consequence though, because you know how much it was smoking when
yes.
we first bought it.
That it, was hysterical.
It was that, but twice as worse.
Oh my goodness.
I put my foot down.
Twice as bad as that?
Yes.
No.
So I was on the M5 when this happened.
Oh no.
And I was mid overtake.
Did they have to shut down the M5?
I'm not joking you. The smoke cleared both lanes. both carriageways.
Yeah.
Of
oh
the
my
M5.
Shit!
There was that much smoke came out.
That's dangerous.
And I did, because I was trying to overtake, and then it sort of just must have let off, and then basically just the massive amount of black smoke was coming out of the back. But I was stuck mid overtake, so I didn't know what to do
with
here.
Your foot pinned.
Yeah, so I was So I just kept it pinned.
So not only is that X5 shit, it's also bad for the environment and very dangerous.
No, it's fixed now. And now I've been driving it around for the last few days. Well, I say me. Ellie's been driving it around for the last few days and yep. It's all working perfectly fine.
Was okay. That mm-hmm. before or after you told us that she got locked in or out of it? She got locked out of it, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, because she locked herself out of the house.
So actually after it broke down, the battery.
Oh, okay, there's another thing there.
Needed replacing. Because it didn't hold any charge. So I tried to steal Chris's R8 battery.
No, you did steal it.
Thinking it would be better.
Yes.
And it wasn't.
And then you were on the phone in the unit to Ellie trying to calm her down while she was in a fit of tears, trying to tell her how to jumpstart the X5 while she was outside. Locked out.
Life lesson. She now knows how to jumpstart a car.
Okay. Or just don't steal shit batteries. Just put good batteries in cars. Don't look at me. I know I don't have good batteries in many cars. But but at least Rianne has a car that's reliable. So, you keep on palming
so
off your
shit.
So
does Ellie now.
Does she?
She's got two. Yeah, her CRB. And now the X5.
That is not reliable. You need to sell it.
No.
You need to sell that. 100%.
No, no.
If anyone wants to buy a really shit X5, how much would you take for it? $3,000?
So I was thinking about this because you asked me the other day. Actually, this is what I have been thinking about for the last few days.
Do you regret it?
No, you asked me what my dream car was. And it's an Aston Martin
V8
Vantage.
Yes.
With the manual.
Yes.
And I did realize that if I sold the X5,
yeah,
my 330i Touring,
yeah,
and the Z4,
yeah,
I could buy one of them.
Oh, but you don't have the balls, so why bring it up? You don't have the balls, Rory. You won't buy that.
Let's do it live on the podcast right now.
Do it. I bought a car, so you should as well.
Oh, it is very tempting, though.
Yeah, and price is going to shoot up as well.
No, they're not.
So get it while you can afford it.
No.
Oh, no?
No, because so far, my only experience of someone owning a budget sort of supercar is the person sitting opposite us. And I would say that has gone...
Poor Chris.
Terrible.
Poor Chris.
I don't know. Chris has done, he's done a lot of miles in his R8 and enjoyed it. And
He's really.
And he's had it for a long.
Yeah, he's gone all the way to Wales, came back, and then.
Chris has just said that he went all the way to Wales. He had to do a pit stop at mine.
Oh, yeah. How long did it take you to get to Wales? 7 hours to get to Wales.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, but that's because he had to keep stopping because he was paranoid because he just wanted to make sure the car was running fine because he hasn't had it for such a long time.
Your poor girlfriend as well.
Yeah.
Your poor girlfriend. She must have been fuming. It would have been quicker getting there on public transport, Chris.
Yeah.
So you are selling that, aren't you? Yes. Okay. So an R8 is for sale.
And it's just been checked over by RE Performance, who, if I'm not...
Serviced.
If I'm correct, Chris... said it was one of the nicest first-gen R8s they've ever seen.
One of the cleanest, yeah. So if you want to get yourself an R8 for, what, 30-something?
32 grand.
33 grand.
Oh, no.
37? Yeah. Don't be stupid. No. Well, around 32, 33,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, I say around 32. 32 is the base. Like, you can't go lower than that. Shut up. Then get in contact with Chris. It is Chris... _V_Hill on Instagram. Give him a DM and he'll give you all of the information.
To be fair, that is a lot of car for the money.
And it is a very nice spec.
It is a very nice spec. And it's good on track as well. I smashed it around. Mm. I mean, driven very, very carefully.
No, you didn't smash it up.
No.
And now the one thing which everyone knows goes wrong on those R8s is the mag ride.
Yeah.
Has been fixed on it as well.
Yes.
Well, it's not been fixed. It's been deleted. Upgraded.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's been deleted.
Fixed.
Mm. Anything else, Rory?
No, that's about it, really.
All right. What about you, Taylor? Apart from Alpina?
Alpina stuff. Yeah. What else have I been up to? Oh, more unit stuff. That's really come along.
Oh, yeah.
Unit. That's
look
pretty
good.
Much done. What else have
Any
I
more
been
dates with little fellas?
No more dates.
What happened with that? What that date that you went on?
No,
anything?
Just didn't really go anywhere, to be fair.
Oh, okay.
Just a bit. I've just been busy with stuff.
You have been very
honest,
busy, to be fair.
What else have
So if anyone would like to buy Taylor, then get in contact with him. Tailor-made cars. What, 1,500 quid?
I'm
anything
not worth
you like.
A lot. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
you're
I'm,
really not.
I'm quite
yeah.
a cheap date.
You are rusty.
Yeah, I'm a bit fucked. Yeah.
You are a little bit, yeah. Mm. Needs an oil change. You haven't had an oil change for probably quite
a while.
I haven't,
no. I've been a bit neglected.
Yeah. You have, yeah.
And I could do with a manual gearbox change.
You could, yeah.
A
you need to You need to shift through those gears, don't you? Oh, yeah.
Rory, don't laugh. It's not funny.
Are you just picturing a little fella just shifting through his gear?
Oh, dear. Well, to anyone who's listening, if you've just been sick, I apologise.
But no, Alex, what have you been up to then?
So let me get my list because I've got
you've
a list.
You've got a list?
Well, yeah, because I'm
you've
old.
You've got
I
a list
stuff.
Of all the things.
I forget stuff. Okay, so Tom Nathan Christmas Party, we've already covered that, but we did Secret Santa, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got my a penis gosh, yeah. toy. Yeah.
You did get a penis toy.
Yeah, and yeah. I actually, it's quite funny. I put it in my unit on the side. Because I got it out of my car.
Is when you say I put it in my unit, so, is that a euphemism? So, because you are yourself a bit of a unit.
No. So I got given a pink penis toy as a Secret Santa gift. And it's you fill it up with champagne and you spin the balls.
Yeah.
And then the champagne comes out the end of the penis.
Okay.
And it's quite big and it's bright pink and it looks ridiculous.
It's meant to be like one of those things where you take it in turns and it will go off at random.
Oh,
and
like a bucking bonko.
And hit someone in the face with champagne.
It's
not champagne.
So you can fill
what
it up
is
with,
it?
You can fill it up with whatever you like.
Like
but
what?
Anyway.
Milk.
Man milk.
So Rory gave it to me at the end of the Christmas party and the toy, and I put it in my car and I thought, oh, I must take that out of the car because it was just sat there on the back seat and it looked a bit ridiculous. So I put it in the unit, and today a customer came to collect his car and apparently just saw this fairly large pink penis sat on the side with these big balls on it.
Oh, fantastic.
And yeah, it was quite, it was like, okay, yeah, that's a typical thing to find in Taylor's unit.
Yeah, definitely.
When
I'm definitely at Taylor's. Yeah. Anyway, as for me, my Secret Santa, well, was a Henry Hoover, a little one, little one. And also, Tom presented me with a card, and inside the card was a registration document for a personalized number plate.
Yes, it was.
Yes, and that personalized number plate reads O Phil. So O P H 11 L, which is obviously going to go on Miles My High Mileage Hero. Tom has got this, he's had this number plate for a few years. He told me about it a few months ago, and I tried to haggle and barter with him, and he just wouldn't sell it to me. Turns out Rory and Taylor and Tom behind my back have gone in thirds on that number plate.
I'll be honest.
What?
That was a bit cheap.
You were cheap?
Yeah, I went in with a quarter. And I,
you went in with a quarter?
Yeah, I think Taylor went in with 2.5 and then Tom. No, that I can't split this up correctly.
Why did you not go evens?
Because he's just moved out of his house.
Yeah, I have spent a lot of money.
Do you think he was too busy driving his free Jaguar XJ?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
He's a cheapskate. That's Jesus. What it is.
Look, I'm just trying to be honest. Taylor put in more than me.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you, Taylor.
That's
very
all
nice.
Right, Taylor.
Yeah. So I've done the documentation thing online today, and it says I can put it on my car
which
anytime.
Is very exciting.
So we're going to obviously space it out.
Yeah,
so it's
going to
be
gonna illegally
space and then PH11L, which is going to look really cool. So, I'm really happy. That is my first ever number plate.
It is, number plate. And what a cool plate it is.
That is a very, very cool one to
From
have.
From memory as well, you had been looking for a while at trying to get something with Phil on that car.
Oh, but I've literally been looking for years.
But there's nothing been available, really, has there?
No, there hasn't. And also, because Phil is a 95 N-Reg, whenever I get excited about stuff, it's like, oh, yeah, it's the wrong year or something, because you can't have a personalized number plate that makes your car look younger than it is, can you?
No.
You're not allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
So O-Phil is an old style number plate, which means it's an L-Reg.
Yes.
An old L-Reg, so probably like 70s odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it would be OPH 11L.
76 or 74?
Something like that. So when I was about 25, 26 years old. personalized number plate, which is really cool.
So then we've got me and Taylor have ordered something as well.
What?
So we've got you some nice 3D gel number plates to go on.
No,
as
it's
got to
be 4D.
Yeah, 4D carbon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it needs to be at least 4 layers of 4D. Otherwise, I'm not having it.
And then also, it's got like a black tinted film over the top of it.
Yes.
So you can barely see it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now you're talking. That's fantastic. Thank you very much. I'm also on the lookout for a BMW X5 2014. So the kind of one after the E70. It has to be ULEZ compliant and it has to have a tow bar. Please.
Henry offered you one today.
Yeah, but it was 20 grand.
And it didn't have a tow bar.
And it doesn't have a tow bar. I'm looking to spend like maximum 15.
But why?
Because
he wants one.
You've got
Rory,
your F11.
Yes, my F11 is amazing. I love it. I do love it. However, there is one thing that just annoys me, and that is I can't get in it and tow anything I like at a moment's notice. And sometimes I do need to do that.
We've got Big Pete.
Big Pete, I can't rely on.
He's never let us down.
Rory, he wants one. That's all it is.
That is all. Just admit that you want one.
No, I need one for the business.
No, you do not. You want it.
I do.
No.
I just need it.
Your F11 can tow most things.
No, look, if I don't get it, then the business will fold. No. Yeah, which means I need to get it immediately.
Your F11 can tow most things.
No, it can't. It's only 2.2 tons, man.
Which is most things.
No, it's not.
It is most things.
That's Phil in a trailer.
No, it's not. It's an E46.
No, it's not. E46 is, especially that Alpine, is about 2.2 tons
Shut
in itself.
Up. How dare
with
you?
With a big, heavy diesel engine up front.
I've just...
So I want an X5, and Chris, is probably going to have my F11 because Chris stinks. You are fucking, Jesus.
I'm looking at Chris. Chris looks like a face of a man who's like, am I?
Well, we have discussed it and he seems quite keen. You stink. You are rotten inside.
I do apologise. It's the chocolate. It's really gone through me like a cargo train.
Chris is about to step up to the mic, drop some bars.
So I do like the F11.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little bit scared of the miles.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I've never had a car with such high miles that's new before.
Don't be a pussy about it.
Oh, okay. But also, ULEZ.
Yes.
944.
What?
Oh.
But that is ULEZ and MOT and tax exempt.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you can buy the 944.
Hmm.
Do you actually want the 944?
I don't know. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful, yeah. No, and then we could be Porsche Bros. We could be Porsche Bros.
And Chris, it's going up in value rather than down like the BMW.
Yeah. I've never seen, like, I don't know if other people feel that way, but I kind of like, high miles is all right in my head if it's on a car where it's kind of proven to be okay, like a Percy, like a, you know, PD.
Yeah.
Or something. When it's like an engine, you don't know if it's going to explode. It makes me all nervous.
Okay, well then buy the 944 and then I can see it.
But it is lovely to be in.
It is lovely. So is the 944.
Hmm.
Why don't you just buy all of them, Chris?
Just have both of them. It's all right. You can have it until you can pay me back.
But are we talking about a 944 daily?
Yes, he says.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, I mean, we discussed this in the podcast the other day, wasn't it?
It is a usable daily. Yeah, it is.
That was my...
It's probably modern enough where... You still have a few of your creature comforts that you'd...
Chris, you do realise that it doesn't have power steering though, don't you?
Genuinely, you don't need power steering in that. It's not a particular...
Really?
No, it's not particularly heavy.
Oh.
But I am built like a tank though, so...
That's funny, because I'm stronger than you.
You're actually not.
Okay,
When you went to release the little twisty thing on my
which
trailer...
Which was very stiff.
And I just went up to it and turned it. And you went, how did you do that?
Okay, so you are probably real world stronger than me, but I am gym stronger than you.
No, I am just generally stronger than you.
I would, look, in any discipline at the gym, I would completely dominate you.
I disagree, because whenever I go to undo bolts and stuff on cars...
Who wants to see a gym off? Should we have a gym off?
The only thing that I will admit you are better at is pull-ups.
Okay, no, we could do pull-ups, we could do... deadlifts, we could do squats.
Yeah, sure, I'll do the lot.
We could do bench press.
Yeah, yeah, just be careful.
At my age,
because
I'll get rigor mortis again.
Sorry, I'm just about to hand off to a man who you took to the gym not too long ago.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And we can explain what happens when Alex takes people to the gym. Here you go, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Hello. I will go away in a minute. I will also point out, actually, of the two, F11 or 944, F11 is probably a lot more reliable, so I realised that my arguments doesn't make sense. So we went to the gym, didn't we?
Yeah, a few months ago.
Yeah, and I thought this is going to be good. I've not been to the gym for a long time.
Yeah, and it was good.
Let's go for it.
Yeah, so
and
we
Alex,
went for it.
Alex is very motivational, you'll find, in your competition.
Mm.
And then The next day, like, I felt a bit, like, sore to the point where I couldn't move my arms like a crab.
Question.
Quite normal, though,
did
yeah.
Did you go with Alex or Alex and Gareth?
Just Alex.
Just Alex, okay.
Or the story would have ended with my death.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was getting to.
And
yeah.
then, so what happened was, a couple of days later, I just started weeing blood all over the place.
Standard.
Okay, that's
standard.
Normal.
Yeah, quite a lot of weeing blood. And then my arm swelled up like Popeye, but not in a good way, not like swole way, in a swole way.
Yeah.
And then they were all like jelly.
Mm.
And then I went to hospital for a little while.
Yeah.
And my kidneys were not happy.
Yeah.
My liver was kind of giving up.
Yeah.
And I went yellow.
Yeah.
And then I went home after a bit. Yeah. Sorry, I
shouldn't. So good luck. What is it you had?
Rhabdomyolysis.
Rigor mortis.
I went so hard, I destroyed myself.
Yeah. So rhabdomyolysis is genuinely where you go to the gym too hard.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
So there's so much muscle damage, your kidneys can't keep up.
Yes. They can't.
It's so much protein.
Your kidneys can't purify whatever it is, the protein, quickly enough.
Yeah.
Why is Rory laughing so much?
I just can't believe you pushed yourself so much. You nearly killed yourself.
No, but genuinely, from rhabdomyolysis, or however you pronounce it, people do die.
So you nearly killed your best friend.
Genuinely, people do die from that. Yeah. Yeah, you are a pussy. Yeah. But it's a funny story to tell on the podcast.
Just to sum up,
yeah,
like experiences with gyms recently. Tom went to the gym with you the other day and he's in a bad state of affairs.
Yeah, so on the day of Tom's Christmas party, we all stayed at a kind of golf resort because Tom put us up. And I saw that there was a gym there and I was like, oh, fantastic. My rigor mortis is kind of dissipating now, so I'll do some chest.
Wait. Yeah. And just to interrupt. And why did you have rigor mortis?
Because I went to the gym. So I went to the gym previously, the previous weekend with Gareth, and I just killed myself. And then at the golf resort gym, I walked in there and I can hear around the corner, it's like, Yeah. So we only have a fucking. I was like, oh, Tom Lenthal's here. Fantastic. And he was doing some bench work. And I was like, fantastic. I'll join him. So we did a bit of bench press together. And I just encouraged him a little bit. And I was like, come on, Tom, we'll do a drop set now. And he's like, oh, yeah, go on. A fucking hell. Let's go fucking do it. And then I was like, oh, Tom, have you tried this exercise? He was like, no, I've not done that yet before. I was like, we'll try this, do a bit more weight. And he felt fine. And then he arrives at the unit yesterday and he was feeling a little bit. Well, his chest, because I mentioned to him, I said, oh, my chest quite hurts because I've not done bench press bar for probably 2 years because I've ruined my shoulder from being in the gym too much. But I tried it and it was fine. And I was like, oh, my chest hurts. And he was like, oh, fucking hell, my chest hurts as well. And then I poked him in his chest because I like to do that because Gareth and I poke each other a lot when we're in pain. And he kind of recoiled in horror. And then today, who was he chatting to? Was it you?
It
or Taylor?
It was Taylor.
Yeah. And what was he saying?
He said, "Cool, my chest hurts." He said that Alex has done me over and he poked me in the chest earlier and it's killing me, man.
Yeah. So what was the point? Yeah. So, I'll smash you at the gym.
Just
I
to sum up, you've really quite badly injured your shoulder at the gym.
Yeah, that's 2 years on and off and it'll never be the same.
Yeah. You've given yourself rigor mortis.
Yeah.
Tom's hurt himself at the gym.
Yeah.
You genuinely nearly killed Chris.
Yeah. Genuinely,
oh,
yeah.
Don't forget, Gareth can't even turn left or right because he's pulled up some sort of muscle in his
Gareth
neck.
Can't
oh, I didn't tell you about when I went to the gym with Gareth as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
So at the same gym that I took Chris to, we'd had lunch and then like an hour later, I took Gareth to the same gym. I gave him like a guest pass. And at that time, I was really strong. And Gareth and I, we just always compete. We have to be at the same level.
Of course.
And Gareth was doing shoulder press. And then he went really white as a sheet. And then he had to walk himself off and lie down in the gym to stop himself from vomiting. And he was on the floor for about 15 minutes. And I was like, wow.
You know what this proves, Taylor?
Just
that all of my friends are pussies.
No, that me and Taylor are the most healthy people here because we're the only ones not in pain and agony.
I know.
All the time. And
you also, say you're healthy, but every time you smile, your eyes shut.
No.
To be fair, part of my things that happened this week. If anyone follows me on Instagram, you
no,
seen,
you don't have a following.
Shut up. You would have seen that I got my E30 out of the barn that I stored it in.
Oh, yes!
And I was changing the interior because I bought a new interior for it. And I found a mouse in literally live mouse.
Oh, wait, I've just realised where this is going.
Living in the boot. Hold on, so sorry. Many people messaged
wait,
me
wait,
and said
wait.
It looks like Rory.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. I've just taken your phone. It's Tom Lenthal. He's phoning, so... Hold on one sec. Hello, Tom. You're live on the Autoites podcast. Please do not say fuck or bugger. We were literally just discussing the fact that you and I went to the gym and that you're in pain.
I'm in a lot of pain. You know, here was me thinking I was going to do over the younger man and I was like, how long
was sorry, I've just commandeered Taylor's telephone from next to him, from next to me.
Right, I was just wondering how he got on with the mission that he went on this afternoon. I was assuming he win.
Yeah, the prop shaft is dropped off. That she said, try and get it done for you tomorrow, me darling.
Good. She says, salt of the earth, that lady.
Yeah, she's lovely, bless her.
How's your chest feeling, Tom?
Yeah, not going to the gym for 4 months and then going to the gym with you for a first outing was clearly a mistake.
Oh, actually, we do have a Tom Lenthal shitbox update, actually, don't we?
We have a Tom Lenthal shitbox update, do we?
Yeah, well, Tom decided to tow a car around the other day and drop it off.
Oh, yeah.
And he pulled up in his Disco Free.
Oh, yeah.
That he's just had the engine redone on and put in a new engine, blah, blah, blah. And he pulls up. And I can only describe the smell of burnt oil and smoke coming from the engine bay of his new Disco Free that he's got. And it's a minor oil leak.
You're going to have to take the bloody body off the chassis again, Tom.
I just liked how we all pointed it out and he was just like, I'm not interested. And just looked the other way.
You are actually podcasting, aren't you?
We are, yeah. You are live on the podcast.
I thought you were.
Would you like to say anything to your adoring public? Because people, for whatever reason, do quite like you, Tom.
Yeah, for some reason. Well, hopefully some point in the new year, I'll come and do a proper podcast with you. And, then you'll get the Tom Lenthal facts of life.
Oh, Tom Lenthal unfiltered. God, we're going to get cancelled. I can't wait for it.
Okay. All right, look, I'll leave you boys to it then.
All right.
Taylor, I'm around tomorrow to pick up this Dame.
Pick up the Daimler. We're losing you, Tom, but yeah, we kind of get the gist. You want that Daimler gone?
Yeah. Tell him I'll see him tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Cheers, Tom. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, why does this sound like you've done a deal where Tom's getting this prop shaft sorted for you, but you've got to now go pick up this Daimler tomorrow?
I forgot about the Daimler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like you got to pick up a Daimler tomorrow.
Sounds like a me problem.
Yeah, it's a you problem. Anyways, where was I? X5. Also, another really cool thing that happened this week is the video of me on Drive Tribe dropped this week,
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's really, really, really good format, actually, which is me taking Phil to the smallest cog, and then there's Michael Fernie, and then what's his name? Anthony.
Yep.
Mechanic Greenhouse. Anthony looking over Phil and giving it the cog score out of 50. Meanwhile, I'm upstairs with Richard Hammond. Being interviewed by Richard Hammond, which is like the most surreal thing ever. And he's like talking about my life and he knows about like my past and stuff. And
there was definitely like a new level of respect, I think, he found for you, knowing that you'd not just gone, I'm a YouTuber.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because I've kind of followed a similar sort of path to him just a few years later, because, you know, I started in a local newspaper in Exeter working for a motoring section, and then they did automotive journalism, auto car, all of that kind of stuff.
They didn't have computers back then, though, was it?
No, yeah, we used to play with an abacus, didn't we? Yeah. So, that video has been really well received, and it's really nice to read all the comments, especially of people saying, I don't know who he is, I don't give a fuck, I'm turning over. So I'm like, oh, cheers, I appreciate it, mate. that was really good. And, had a really, really wonderful day with Richard Hammond, Mike Fernie, and Rory was there as well, weren't you?
Yeah. And they genuinely seemed to like Phil as
well. They did, yeah.
Your interior shit.
Yeah, interior shit, yeah. They didn't even like the Tillet bucket seats, though, which surprised me.
The Tillet seats are really nice. They are nice, chairs, yeah.
And Mike Fernie and Anthony saying that they're not comfortable. They are carbon fibre bucket seats. And for what they are comfortable carbon fibre bucket
even
seats.
Even I find them comfortable, and I'm fat.
Yeah, I know, but you got a lot of cushion for the pushing.
Yeah, but even if you don't, I still find them comfortable. Mm,
yeah, well, I really like them. Yeah, there's a few bits on the inside that I need to do.
A few.
But yeah, I've been speaking to Bruno, and the plan is to get Phil to 350 horsepower NA. So Bruno's been making a lot of phone calls already. Camshafts, ECU, intakes, they're all going to be made to make Phil as fast as possible.
Will the diff be able to take that?
Yes.
Yes.
No, it won't.
No, because I'll slip the clutch, so I'll just ease it in.
That is a good point. I don't think it can, actually.
Because
I think it struggles when you start getting into high turbo numbers.
Well, that was originally a 1.6, wasn't it?
1.8.
Yeah.
A 1.8.
Yeah, well, it's an aftermarket diff. It's a Torsen.
Is it?
Yeah.
And what can that take?
Everything. All of it.
All of it. Yeah.
Why don't I put your 320 CD diff in it?
It's too big.
And also,
I'm having to get my prop shaft shortened because my diff is so big.
And Taylor's very kindly given me his other LSD as well. We've got it on camera.
I sold it to my friend Chris.
No, we've got it on camera.
Just stop the flirting, all right? The drive tribe thing was really cool.
Stop it.
Last week as well, Chris and I did some merch sales, didn't we? We did a Christmas stocking filler, which was a sticker, an air freshener, a jet tag, and what else was it, Chris? And a card as well. Yeah, we had really nice cards made up as well. And we did, what was it, like 200, 250 orders that we just smashed out in a day and a half. And it's been really cool seeing everyone Instagramming me, Chris, and whoever else saying, oh yeah, we've received our stocking filler. So that was really cool. That's really nice to see. So Autalic merch is picking up, which is really nice. Because that for you, Chris, is gonna, can I say it's gonna be something that you're gonna enjoy doing next year.
I still haven't had a message from anyone though.
About what?
I suppose it might be after Christmas. Because inside one of the cards was a code
yep.
to give me on Instagram.
Yep.
And it was, you get 2 free Shedfest tickets with it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't had a message yet. So someone in their card for Christmas might still have a Shedfest. Well, two Shedfest tickets.
Yeah. That's cool. That's very cool. What else? That's me pretty much done. Are we all up to speed now?
I think so, yeah.
That's nice. That is nice. So yeah, we have been busy. It's nice that we've got a lot to talk about every week.
Yeah. Can we talk about future plans as well? Because
fired?
No. Well, fuck. but our future podcast is going to be quite interesting.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
The one in this week?
Yeah. So our plan,
I don't know about this.
Our plan is.
Oh wait, yes, I do know about this.
But this Thursday and Friday, we are going to be taking a very interesting car.
Yes.
That Alex has been gifted.
Citroen BX.
Random and spontaneous last minute trip
to Paris.
Yes,
I've just ruined the surprise.
Yeah. Yes, and we're going to do a Big Peep style podcast on the way there, where we'll record one.
Except
in the
we'll definitely be broken down.
Oh yeah.
Or we can do the podcast while waiting for the French. We're waiting for the
We
are waiting for the
I think that's going to be a really fun and stupid trip, really.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very budget trip.
What it's going to be is 3 blokes in a car, in a random, a bit rubbish car.
That we know nothing about.
That we know absolutely nothing about. We haven't even checked the levels on it. Yeah. We're just
going
to jump in.
We're not
in
going
it,
to.
And we're
drive
not,
it.
And we're not taking any crew.
And
there's
we're
no
just
camera
gonna
car.
Have a laugh.
Yeah,
aren't we're going to drink so much candy up that we fill the car with shit.
Oh, yeah, we're going to vomit.
We're going to be
swimming
vomit
so
in
hard
shit.
It's going to come out of our noses. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be doing this week, which is, very, very exciting. So today is Tuesday. You're listening to this tomorrow, which is Wednesday, which for us is yesterday.
Yes.
Wednesday.
Yes, which is very nice. This podcast is supported by our very good friends K&N Filters, whose air filters are a fantastic and easy power upgrade for any car. What's more, their filters are washable and therefore reusable, meaning it's engineered to last the entire lifespan of your vehicle. It even comes with K&N's no-hassle lifetime warranty. So upgrade your car with a K&N filter. All right, well, we're all caught up now. Let us get on to question of the week. Rory, do you want to read it through? I didn't send it to you, did I?
So I don't know what it is.
Do you want to read it? Oh. If I just pass you the laptop.
Go on then. No, oh, you just
because you me. Need to. You need to improve your reading skills.
Oh my goodness! Not this again.
This is like. You remember the little books that you were given?
What, like Roger Redhat?
Yeah, yeah, like in primary school. Does anyone remember? Slowly increase
with the really big letters.
Who do you guys remember? Roger Redhat, Billy Blue Hat, and Jennifer Yellow Hat. You do, Chris, because you're old. Do you? Did you?
No.
No, we had Skip. And Oh, did you have Skip?
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
So, question of the week is from Ben Scott. And it's, here's a question maybe for the podcast. First timers to the Nürburgring. What do you need to know? We'll be riding there next year from Ireland, so it'd be good to know what's needed. What's not, and everything in between. Eurotunnel, best times to go, and places to stay along the way. Thanks.
Don't crash.
Don't crash because it's very expensive, but he's on a motorbike as well, so take it easy. But the journey there, so there are, well, I mean, we've done the Nürburgring quite a lot.
Yeah, I think I've got quite good at planning a trip
to
the Nürburgring.
Yeah. So why don't you explain how you plan a trip to the Nürburgring?
So basically, Alex tells me it needs to be done the cheapest possible.
Of course.
So what we do, if you go on directferries.co.uk, not sponsored at all, but they offer a deal on ferries where if you come back within 4 days, I think it is, you can get a return crossing to England. I can't really help you from Ireland, sorry. But from England...
Is it because you hate all Irish
people? Yeah, that is it, yeah. And it's only £99 with DFDS.
So imagine what that is for a motorbike. It's going to be way cheaper for a motorbike.
And the difference is, like, so we looked at this Eurotunnel crossing and everything like that. Eurotunnel is usually like £300, £400. So it's a lot cheaper. Plus, I think...
On a bike, though, Eurotunnel is a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Because I did Eurotunnel to Bruges with Gareth a few months ago. I think that was still like 150 odd quid.
Which, to say that you're getting a whole crossing for 99 return, I think it's... Plus, the thing that's really nice and when we do like is Taylor can get his...
My beef Brenda.
There you go.
His beef Brenda, which is actually a beef rendang.
But it's fantastic.
It is good.
And you can get
DFDS
that
food is good.
Yeah.
DFDS is the best ferry.
Yeah, P&O was so shit.
I didn't like
P&O. It was so shit.
It was shocking, actually.
By the way, this podcast is not sponsored by P&O.
And also, the chish and fips on the P&O was the consistency of a brake pad.
Yes, yeah. Well, no, I asked a man. I said, are the burgers any good? And he said, no, it tastes like brake pads. And this was a brand new P&O.
I know.
It was so shit. And then the men... There was like a secret little thing where you could go and eat. And I was like, how much to go in there? And he was like, £25 per person. Are you taking the piss?
And they sold nice food in there. So you had to pay £25 to go in an extra room to get a decent meal.
So the point is, DFDS is, yes, it takes a little bit longer, but ferries are fun. Food is great. You can chill out, especially if you've been on a motorbike. You want to sit down. You want to take your helmet off, everything else, chill out.
It splits up the journey.
It does, because on the Eurotunnel, you literally ride on after you've been from Ireland and whatnot. You're going to have been there for on the bike for many hours. The last thing you want to do is stand up next to your bike. And genuinely, when the Eurotunnel speeds up, slows down, the bikes wobble. And
I can imagine.
It shits you up. It shits you up. So it's quite nerve-wracking as well. So, my advice, take a ferry. Take a ferry. Yeah. Take the DFDS.
And get the beef Brenda.
Yeah.
And just chill out and have some peanut M&Ms.
Yeah. I think, what we usually do with the ferry, one thing actually, which I think a lot of people don't know, the Nürburgring in weekdays is only open from... It changes roughly, but it keeps around roughly the same time, which is 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
So it's actually only open on weekdays for 2.5 hours.
Yes.
I think a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
And then on weekends, and then again, check the calendar, because sometimes there may be a race weekend or whatever where the track's closed for the weekend, or it's open only to race use. And then on weekends, it's open for most of the full day, basically.
But before you even get to the Nürburgring, you've done the DFDS. You're probably a bit tired, especially on a motorbike. You should stay the night in
the Ibis Budget just on the outskirts of Bruges.
Yes.
And if you have to, you know, obviously we're usually doing these trips in quite a rush and we need to get places. But if you have the time, get the ferry a bit earlier in that day and then stop off and go to Bruges and have a little wander around Bruges and then...
get pissed.
And go to Ribs and Beer.
Yes.
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 But book it in advance because they're always really busy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Beer and Ribs or Ribs and Beer is fantastic. Book in advance. You have to do like at least 2 weeks in advance. So Ben Scott, I would do that like ASAP.
Yeah.
Because the food there is fantastic. The beers there are incredible as well. So maybe get yourself a little hotel or whatever, you know, 10, 15 minute walk away from the city of Bruges. So ride from DFDS Calais to Bruges, drop off all your stuff, walk in, get a little bit pissed, you know, yeah, have some beer, yeah, have
and,
some ribs.
And if you do have a pint, but the bar closes because the guys closed it, if you fancy another pint, just go behind the bar and pour it yourself.
Yeah, that works well,
doesn't
it?
Because
yeah.
I do. He doesn't that. Like yeah. that. Yeah. He doesn't like and then, so yeah, basically the great thing about that is because usually if you're heading there on a weekday, you can't get, it's only, I think, about 6 hours. Or is it, no, I think it's only 5 hours from that hotel to the actual Nürburgring.
Yes.
But that means you have a bit of extra time before the track opens.
Yeah.
Which means you have a great place to stop off, which is the Michael Schumacher Museum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Which is, I think, about 40 minutes north of the Nürburgring.
And it's free.
And it's free. And it's a great little thing. It you get to see great. All the F1 cars. You get to see like all of his collection.
Personal collection.
His personal collection. Yeah, there's some great cars in there.
Yeah.
And then if you get to the ring, first thing you need to be doing is heading to the, what's the petrol station called?
ED Tankstelle.
ED Tankstelle, which is where you buy your Nürburgring top-up cards from. Yeah.
So you buy a card for 30 euros, gives you one lap of the Nürburgring. So I think you can buy maybe two laps per card or maybe one lap per card. Get that and then, you know, you're free to go. If you want to take your motorbike on there or if you just want to chill and just watch some cars, or if you want to rent a car, you could go to...
Ring Toys.
Ring Toys. They've got loads of cars run by a British bloke. Really, really nice guy. Go to Ring Toys. Go pick up a car. Clio, was it a Clio that Luke went in?
Yeah, Clio 197.
Clio 197. And just, you know, take your time around the Nürburgring, but experience the Nürburgring if you don't want to do it on a motorbike.
Mm.
Personally, I wouldn't want to do Nürburgring.
No, I would say the only time we see serious accidents on the Nürburgring where people are getting injured, it does tend to involve a motorbike.
Yeah.
And it's mixing motorbikes with cars going at a fast speed is, it's just never really. Yeah, I probably would avoid it, to be honest.
No. Another thing that I would avoid as well is whether you're in a car or on a bike, I wouldn't actually advise maxing your car or bike out on the autobahn.
Why is that?
Because it's not just me. It did obviously happen to me, but it's not just me. But your car is most likely to break under that kind of strain for prolonged periods of time.
Good point.
Of hard acceleration. So if you actually want to make it to the Nürburgring without breaking down, your best chances of doing that is without maxing your car on the Nürburgring, on the autobahn.
Absolutely.
Although it is tempting, I wouldn't really advise it.
Just do it on the way back.
Well,
make sure you've got cover.
Yeah.
Also, another thing before I forget as well, it is legal requirement in France to have a triangle and to have high-vis jacket. So if when you get to DFDS or so, there's like a shop, you can buy one of those AA European breakdown packages. It's like this bag that you get, which has the jackets, it's got the it's got a few bits, it's also got the UK sticker.
Yeah, you need
is it GB?
It's not UK anymore, it's UK.
I would say if you want to save yourself a bit of money, order it beforehand on Amazon because it is quite expensive in the furniture. Yeah.
Although the risk of you getting pulled over for not having a UK sticker is very, very minimal, but that one time you try it, you know, you'll probably get pulled over. But we've never been pulled over. We've always had it with us though.
Yeah. We nearly all of our cars have had UK stickers.
The only one that we can't seem to have it on is Big Pete because the boot is made out of aluminium or plastic or whatever, and it doesn't stick.
Yeah, just keep falling off.
That
actually.
Is true.
And then so when you're actually going out on the lap, I was going to ask you guys. I think probably the best thing to do is maybe, and I know it may seem a bit weird, but maybe just ask because it's a really, really good community over there.
Yes,
and people are very friendly and whatever. I think the best thing to do before you go out on the ring is try and talk to some people. Some people who are experts there, go out a lot. You know, there's quite a few of them there. And see if someone will just take you out as a passenger so you can at least see what the ring's like, because it's really good to try and get out as a passenger before you go out there yourself on the ring so you can see what it's like. Our top tips as well, keep right unless if you're going slow.
I think one of the most important things when you're going around the ring, or two of the most important things, are go at your own pace.
Yep.
Go at whatever pace you feel comfortable. Don't, you know, try and do anything that you're not comfortable with. And vision. Always look in your mirrors at what is coming up behind you.
Yeah. Also look out for flags as well.
Yeah.
What do you call me?
A flag.
Great.
A massive flag.
and then things are like, if your car does suddenly start misbehaving or the oil pressure light comes on, don't bother keep driving it. Or if the coolant is going off. Get it off the track ASAP. Find one of a safe place to pull it over. Get it off.
Yeah, because
if you start leaking fluids up the track, you can actually be liable. So we found this out actually.
Yeah, we did.
So if someone crashes on your fluids that you've dropped from your car, you are then liable to pay the damage on that person's car.
Yeah, let alone if you are someone like Ben Scott who may be on a motorbike and then he will come off.
Yes.
And then you're paying for more than damage to a vehicle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hopefully a few good top tips. Also, when you're there, go to Piston Clauser, keep on forgetting the name, which is Sabine Schmitz's old place. You get great food there. Or the pizza place. There's a really cool pizza place.
It began with a D, didn't it?
Surprisingly, there is a lot of Italian food there.
There is a lot of Italian food, yeah. So the food there is generally very, very good. So take your time, enjoy the scenery, go for a drive around the Nürburgring as well, because the roads are fantastic.
Also,
talk to people.
Accommodation. We always stay in two places.
Yes.
Which is Apex.
Yep.
Which is the more premium option. If you want to be right there in the action.
Yes.
It's sort of the place to be.
And you're also within spitting distance of Misha.
Yep. Well, Misha will probably usually be around that area or whatever.
And I could see the track from my bedroom when I stayed there.
That's true. Or the other place we go to? The Gantry.
So, you know what, I had actually quite a lot of people at the NEC when we were there ask me about, like, oh, is it quite expensive to do the Nürburgring? I would say it's one of the cheaper holidays you can do, actually.
Yes, because you never pay for anything, Rory.
No, but the accommodation is cheap. Like, you go to Piston Clauser, you can get a pizza. Bear in mind, it's one of the more, like, popular tourist restaurants. You can get a pizza for €9 over there.
Yeah, it's
like,
not massively expensive.
No, And like accommodation, you can get good accommodation for 30, 40 euros a night.
I'm getting very excited about going back to the Nürburgring.
Yeah.
I really am. So hopefully, Ben, Scott, that answers a few questions. We love going to the Nürburgring, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy it too. Let's now move it on to an email that I read in the email, which is
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
I didn't even look at you there. I thought I'd trip you up there, but you got it. So a friendly feedback on your Big Pete and in inverted commas problem. And this is written in from Tris. What? And this is pretty much directed to me.
Sorry, we don't have a Big Pete problem.
A Big Pete problem.
A Big Pete problem.
Say it again three times.
Big Pete problem. Big Pete problem. Big Pete problem.
What is going on with your eyes?
He's shutting his eyes because he's smiling. Oh, that's funny. Anyway, this is pretty much directed at me. It says, "Hi, Alex, Rory and Taylor. After your last podcast that I listened to about the argument about selling Big Pete and also watching Big Pete off-road on Auto Alex V2, which you must, by the way, subscribe to. We're very nearly 100,000 subscribers. I feel I must interject and tell you my opinion." All right, Tris, calm down. "Alex, I understand your position on wanting to sell Big Pete. As a Land Rover owner myself, I understand the endless costs that come with owning a Land Rover. Despite this, owning a Land Rover gets you respect because when anyone is stuck in bad weather or needs a hand towing, they know you'll always be the man on the end of the phone ready to help." Bollocks, I'm not there. "I feel, however, that Big Pete is far more important than you give him credit for. How many of your various cars have driven, towed, and trailered cars to the Nürburgring, done a lap with seven men up, and smashed an off-road course with ease? I can't say that in the years watching you, you've ever bought a car that does so much so well. So from one Land Rover owner to another, don't look at the cost, but more the smiles per gallon. P.S. I did change my 4-star review on the podcast to 5 stars after realizing that it was 4 stars and not 5.
No,
many thanks.
That was him.
Yeah. Many thanks, Tris. Tris, I'm selling it.
Well, I give him credit. I think he's right.
I think he's completely right.
You give Big Pete a hard time for some reason. I don't know why. And yes, we had to have had to fix a few bits on it. But a lot of it we knew about when we bought it.
No, so I actually went through Alex.
So boring.
Literally.
Tris, look what you've done.
What was it about an hour ago,
What
Alex?
Have you done, Tris?
And I spoke to him. And you know the only thing that has gone wrong on that car since we bought it that wasn't already known about was the rear left brake caliper. That's it.
I love Big Pete. I think Big Pete's great.
But we've got all the glow plugs to do.
We knew about it.
Don't you?
Tom's
God,
got
you're
all the glow
infuriating.
Plugs
but you've got to admit, there is no other car that has done what it has done in the whole of car throttle history.
I reckon my X5, my new X5 that I still haven't bought yet, will be better at everything.
No, it won't.
What?
Even I will admit that an X5 won't be as good as that at off-roading.
What? But we're supposed to be BMW bros.
We are, but X5s are shit at off-roading. They're not designed for off-roading.
They are quite shit. That
BMW would not carry 7 adults as easily as Big Pete does.
No, it wouldn't. Right. I think we'd all be sick.
All right, okay. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
I'm sorry, Big Pete is the best.
Yes. What is his actual name?
Big Pete.
It's Substantial Peter.
Substantial Peter. Yeah. So, long and short of it, Tris, I'm selling Pete. How much
no, you
want to give
me? You are not.
He's basically saying, how much can
I've
I buy
two
Pete
two people message me on Instagram.
Does he want to buy Pete?
They thought you were being serious.
Are
they're
Pete
like, going,
serious?
Oh, you're not.
Stop you rustling with that. Oh, my God. How much of this galaxy have you eaten?
Not all of it. Rory ate
most
of it.
Oh, my God. So there, don't so look, Taylor.
So shut editor on. Aiden gave each of us some chocolate. Also, massive shout out to Aiden. I'm going to put that galaxy away because he also sent this canvas. In the middle of it is a massive Auto Alex logo. And then kind of in the background are the thumbnails of every single episode that he's worked on.
And he's done quite a few.
Yeah, I will take a picture and I will put it up on Instagram. It is fantastic. I really, really love art.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm going to shout out both our editors, actually. Benji as well.
Benji is a legend as well. He's a trooper.
The team that we have now for Auto Alex, I think, is... It's so good.
Yeah.
Like, we genuinely could not do what we do without
yes.
them.
And oh my God, do they have to do a lot of work because
oh
they
God,
need to
they
edit
do.
Out a lot of shit.
That is the thing,
do.
Like, you know, when I'm sending them over footage, they haven't been there for the day. They don't know what's gone on. And Ooh. We just send them a job lot of footage over. And this is like hours of filming. And then they'll cut it down to an episode and just like, it's like they knew that what was happening next. Mm. Honestly, they are...
Yeah.
Genuinely
shout
very,
out
very
to
good.
Benji and Aiden, you guys are legends,
top notch,
and we love you, and this galaxy needs to go because
Taylor,
I need to
fat.
Look after your heart health.
My heart's broken.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it because the little fella didn't phone you back?
No, he did.
Who ghosted who?
No one's ghosted no one.
So are you seeing
I've just
other?
Been busy working on my LP.
So are you ghosted him?
are you seeing him again then?
No.
Does he listen to the podcast?
I don't think so. No.
Oh, okay. Is he not into cars?
Not really.
Oh, is that why you ghosted him?
Yeah.
There we go. We got to the bottom of it. All right, Tris, thank you very much. You've made my mind up. I am definitely selling Big
no,
Pete now.
No,
no,
you're,
no
not.
You're not. We won't allow it.
The Big Pete's actually going to get a bit of love at the start next year.
He needs a bloody good jet wash. I know that for sure.
Oh my, the mud's still on him. Yeah. And this is after Alex supposedly cleaned him as well.
Well, there was only so much I could do at Avalanche Adventure.
We all know that Alex is rubbish at cleaning cars.
I am better
rubbish.
Than you. The job that you and Chris did on his R8 was
fair.
So shit. It was embarrassing.
Look, it's not my car.
Do you know, I figured out why he did such a shit job.
Why?
Because he was probably smiling at the time. He couldn't see.
Couldn't see anything. Let him go to sleep again.
This is not happening.
He's sleeping now.
No. This is what he does now. He's like... Yeah, you look like a he looks like a maniac now.
He needs a couple of toothpicks to keep his eyes open.
Oh, I need to lose weight.
That is funny.
Same. High five to that.
All right. Shall we move it on? I was poking you during this.
I know, yeah.
To a game of 20 questions where we have to guess a car that Taylor this week, Taylor's turn? Yeah, I said Taylor's turn. That Taylor is thinking,
Excuse me.
Oh, dear.
That just popped up. That's Mr. Malty
That's
coming
chocolate,
out.
That is.
It's chocolate and Mr. Malty. So, Taylor, have
is
you...
Is it European?
Now, give him a second. Have you thought of a car?
Yes.
Okay, and Rory and I have to guess that car, and I would love everyone to join in whatever you're doing, especially if you're on the toilet.
Is it European?
Just shut up. All right? And we can only ask Taylor questions that he answers with a yes or no. So I'm going to start. Is it European?
Yes.
No.
Is it French?
No.
Is it Italian?
No.
Speaking of Italian, the Brera is fixed now.
Sort of.
No, apparently it's fixed.
It's had a pound spent on it, so yes, it's technically fixed.
But Ant messaged me this. Have you spoken to Ant about it?
Yeah, I think he said he's left it round the back. He's left the keys wherever.
Let's get back to the 20 questions.
Sorry. Where were we? It's not Italian, it's not French, but it's European.
Is it British?
No.
German?
Yes.
Is it a BMW?
Is it a BMW?
Oh, he's going to say technically. No, you have to answer yes or no. So it's not a BMW.
No.
Is it an Alpina?
Wait, shut up. Give me a second.
Sorry.
Yes.
Is it an Alpina? No, hold on. I retract my question. We know it's an Alpina.
No, you put that finger back down.
Yeah, put that. No, I'll give you that. Is it an Alpina? Yes. Okay, we're on 7.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have 4 doors?
No.
Is it a diesel?
No.
Does it have 2 doors?
Yes.
We're at 10.
What a waste of a question. Of course, if it didn't have 4, it was going to have 2.
Well, no, because it could be like, didn't they do X5s or something like that? Or the...
Yeah, they do X3 Alpinas. And
yeah, exactly.
Alpinas
so that would be a 5 door, wouldn't it?
No, yes. That was a waste of a question.
No, that would be a 5 door.
No, it would be a 5
door. So that counts out all of the SUVs. Thank you, Rory.
Is it
Bellend?
Pre?
No, just ask pre, who cares? Just answer questions. Ask questions.
No, I am asking a question.
It's a 2 door.
Yeah.
Well, what else is it going to be? We just need to guess.
Taylor wouldn't have picked something obvious.
We've got 10 guesses.
He wouldn't have picked something obvious. It's going to be some. I bet you there will be like, what was the first ever Alpina?
Don't look at me.
Because this is what this man is thinking of.
So we know it's 2 doors, don't we?
Yeah.
Or do we?
Is it pre 2000?
Yes.
I knew it. It's going to be one of the first ones.
Is it? Is it of the E30 variety?
No.
What's before E30? Is it before E30?
Yes.
Oh.
Is it of the E21 variety?
No.
Oh, fuck.
This is unfair.
I can hear everyone screaming at me at the moment. There's not an E30.
Is it a 5 series?
No, it's got 2 doors,
no.
You bellend.
15 questions.
Shit!
You've got 5 remaining.
I forgot about them.
So, what did we say, pre-2000?
Pre-2000.
Is it an E46?
No.
No, that's after 2000.
No,
E46
they did
them after 2000.
Yeah, but this could be like a 1999.
No.
They did make them in 99, so I'll give him that. But no.
No. So we're up,
what
up
a
to
waste
5.
Of a question.
It wasn't a waste of a question. It's sitting there on the ramp.
But that's a 2001.
Yes, but it could be a 99. Mm. You know what I mean?
You did E30. Have you done 36?
No.
Oh, he looks too happy. I don't want to ask that question. Look at his little chubby face.
Why have you got your eyes closed, Rory? Ask the question.
Is it of the E36 generation?
No.
I don't think they made 2002s with Alpine. Is it a 2002?
No.
Oh, fuck.
You've got 2 questions left.
Well, we don't even know the...
It could be a 2-door.
Yes, but we won't even know
the name.
Oh,
no.
You already answered that.
We don't even know the name of it, though, even if we guess the generation.
Is it a Z1?
I'm pretty sure you already asked me if it was a coupe. And the answer was yes.
Oh, I don't. Did you ask if it's a coupe?
No, but we.
No.
Well, okay, fine.
You asked the Z1 question.
You've got one question left.
Oh, shit.
And because you're on the last question, I'm going to give you a clue.
Okay, go on then.
I mean, you could give us the generation. We still wouldn't guess it.
It's very close to my heart.
Oh, shit. It's a...
Oh, is it six series?
Six series. Is it I don't know what they're called. Is it a 635 CSIRP now?
You have to give the model, really.
Is it an Alpina of the 6 Series variety? Is it a B6?
No.
What's it called?
It's called a B7 Turbo.
Oh, B7 Turbo.
They had Turbo 6?
They did a BMW E24 Turbo.
Shit. That's the one to have.
Mm.
Trust you to go with some manual. Sort of obscure BMW.
It is the one to have. If I had £150,000, I'm sure I'd buy one.
Is it as good as last week's Vauxhall Mariva, though?
I don't think so.
You didn't guess it, though, did you?
You didn't guess my one.
Yeah, no, that was very good. But is it as good as a Vauxhall Mariva?
No.
No, it's not. You're right. All right, let's move it on now. We have got one more question. And this is from Felix. Do you want me to take it or do you want to read it out, Rory?
Read it out.
English.
It looks long.
All right. Hi, guys. Love the podcast. I was hoping you could help me make up my mind about something. I own a 1982 Porsche 911 SC that I bought almost 14 years ago. Sorry, I need to burp.
Oh, wait. Sorry. A 911...
SC.
So is that a 930?
He did write it somewhere.
What year is it? A 1982? Oh. I think that's a 930.
It might be.
That's my dream car.
He also wrote, I recently passed my bike test and subsequently bought a Triumph Street Triple. And whenever I get the chance, I take the bike out, which means the 911, more often than not, is left sitting in the garage. Because of this, I've been debating whether or not to sell it to free up some garage space, time and cash. I've had the car longer than I've had my kids, so we have lots of fond memories together in the car. However, the car just doesn't fill me with as much joy as it once did, and I'm starting to feel a bit trapped. Like the old saying, i.e. Fight Club quote, the things you own end up owning you. What's your take on this? All the best, Felix from Sweden.
Now, Felix from Sweden.
Oh, he's got to sell it, and very cheaply as well, to get rid of it, just so you can have it.
So, I'm
just going to say... that I think the best way to get enjoyment out of that car
is to sell it to you.
Would be to see me get enjoyment out of it, because that is my dream car.
So Taylor, if someone wanted to swap,
I wouldn't swap my 6 Series right now.
How about your 540i?
Yeah, but this is worth a lot more than a 540i.
I know, but this is how much Taylor thinks is 540.
But it's not about the value.
Oh, look, there's a picture. There's a picture.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
So, so Felix's 930, the SC, is kind of bronze color with yellow headlamps, black Fuchs wheels.
That is beautiful.
That is a lovely looking car.
You're telling me you wouldn't trade your 6 Series for that?
I wouldn't trade the 6 Series for it, no.
No, I'll give him that. If you had that, we could be 911 bros.
Yes, we could. That is genuinely, literally my dream car.
I have always
wanted a 930. I love the shape of them. I love the design. I love the way they sound, the way they feel, the way they... They don't drive as well as their 801s. I'll give them that. But it's all about the experience,
yeah,
I think.
I think if I was going to have one, I think I would have one of them over the 993. Sorry,
That's fair. I just like the fact that the 993 is slightly more modern.
I like the front of a 930 more. I like the really harsh headlight bulges.
Because I prefer the more soft lines than the 993.
Do you?
Yeah, genuinely. Okay. Always have. I'm going to jump in, Felix. I think if you've fallen out of love with a car, there is no point in flogging a dead horse. Move on, get rid of it. You'll make good money from it, and then you can plow that into more motorbikes or your family or anything like that. Yes, you might have some regrets here or there, but prices of those are probably at an all-time high at the moment.
No, they're worth nothing.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 1,500
quid.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, no, I think the classic car industry is sort of on a big downhill.
It's not on a downhill. I think it's just a bit slow.
I think it's stable at the moment.
They're not as good as what they were.
A couple of years ago, you'd probably get like 10 or 15 grand more.
Yeah, just after COVID, everything was sky high. But exactly. It's leveled out now.
It has leveled out. So genuinely, You've only got one life, Felix. If that car isn't doing it for you, move on and then find something that does. Someone else will enjoy that car as much as you enjoyed it all those years ago. And a car like that deserves to be loved and enjoyed and cherished and driven pretty hard. And I think, Taylor, you would like to take that up, potentially.
Yes. So, Felix, out of interest, could you please message me the details?
No, don't message Taylor, because message back in the podcast email, please, which is?
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Very good, because Taylor, you don't read your messages.
No,
I do.
No,
which is proven by a man who I knew that there was a man messaging me about abortion 9/11. But yes, if you could just send us some info and how much you'd potentially want, because I might sell some stuff for that.
I'm going to set up a deal for you.
Yeah, here we go.
540i.
Alpine. Yeah, but he lives in Sweden.
Yep.
These are right-hand drive cars.
Doesn't matter. 540i, Alpina, and Fiat Punto.
20-valve turbo. Mm. Three cars for one. But then he's got three cars. Oh, they are very different cars.
They are.
Yeah, one of them's a diesel, the Alpina, so you'll get very good mileage.
I don't know.
Would you trade all three of them for your dream car?
We will personally deliver these cars to you and pick them up. Although, if Felix, genuinely, if you were to sell this car or want to sell this car to Taylor, we will fly out. Oh, no. We will drive out. No, that's right. Taylor will fly out. Rory and I will drive out in my Porsche. We will meet you at your house and then we will spend a couple of days in your home because we can't afford anything else. And then drive the car back to the UK.
Well, I definitely wouldn't be able to afford it.
No,
here.
No.
If the price is right. I don't know. I just...
Rory, what do you think? It sounds like Felix has kind of fallen out of love with it.
I'd probably just get rid and sort of enjoy something else.
Yeah, just focus on the things that make you tick at the moment. This car doesn't, so...
There's no point holding on to something just because other people think you should hold on to it.
And also, yes, you might make more money in 5 years' time and it might be worth £10,000 or £20,000 more or euros more, but also, equally, sorry to be like morbid about this, you might be dead in 5 years. So what good is it having a car? No, genuinely. Like,
yeah.
What good is it having a car?
Do you know what? I think you should always just, sell it. And I swear, well, if you want to do a little bit of traveling, do a little bit of traveling. Go around Asia, something like that. Vietnam. Mm. I don't know if I've mentioned that before. But
oh,
yeah,
God,
Vietnam.
You love Vietnam.
Oh, we love Vietnam.
I love Vietnam.
I love 9/11 more.
Yeah. Yeah. Just live your life a bit more.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this email now. Felix, hit us up.
Yeah. Felix, hit me up.
And
in
also,
the DM.
If you want to trade those
not
cars. For
that would
for,
be funny. Yeah, because three cars, we could drive
three cars out.
Oh, no, but then what? And then three of us fit in the SC?
Yeah, Rory will go in the back.
He will. Standard Rory. Especially when it comes to you, because you're a power bomb.
You can't say that on the podcast.
I can say that. Why not?
Edit that out.
Why?
Because you're my power bomb.
No.
We all established earlier that I'm stronger than you, and you even.
You're not stronger than me.
Anyway, you two did have a wrestle after the wedding.
I was so drunk.
And you came out with lasting damage, whereas Taylor just came out with a few bruises.
I'm fine now. My thumb is recovering.
After six months.
Yeah, after 6 months.
Your thumb. It went really far on there.
Anyway, Felix, I hope that kind of answers the question. I think we're all on the same page here. If you've fallen out of love with it and it doesn't do it for you anymore, then move on, buy something else, or just enjoy the money, spend it on your kids, do whatever you like. But yeah, there's no point in keeping something because, as Rory said, for the sake of keeping it, because people think you should keep it, because it's your life, you do your thing. Any more to say on that?
I'd like to buy it, please.
Okay, Taylor would also like to buy it. So I think that now concludes this week's Auto Alex podcast, podcast 15. Just want to say a massive thank you to everyone who's liking the podcast, sharing the podcast. The reviews are fantastic. 5-star reviews, which is really, really great to see. Strong numbers. We're still doing really well in Spotify.
Yep.
So yeah, happy, happy days. We're loving doing these weekly podcasts for you. And I know that you enjoy us keeping you company, doing whatever you're doing. So we will keep on going until you tell us to stop. Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
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 All right. Well, yeah, like I said, thank you very much from us. We will see you next week. Whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. We will see you then. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.